fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about St. Francis of Assisi and some of the gospel themes we've been looking at this week. Yesterday, we celebrated the memorial of that great saint, St. Francis of Assisi. He's my favorite saint. I love talking about him. His response to Jesus and the call to be a disciple, to respond to those two words that Jesus would speak to every one of us, follow me. He internalized everything Jesus called him to be. And he trusted God. He said yes to that invitation to Jesus, follow me. Now, if you remember the life of St. Francis, when Jesus spoke to him, it wasn't as if Francis was perfect, right? He was a guy who was very worldly, very vain in many ways, also had a good heart. He's a mixture, just like every one of us. He didn't come out of the womb a saint. He didn't live a saintly life as a young person. But when Christ called him, when he encountered the person of Jesus, the Lord imparted something to him. And when he said yes, he stepped into a whole nother world of entrusting himself completely to the person of Jesus and openness to the Spirit of God who would lead and guide him to ultimately found the Franciscan order, which isn't exactly what he set out to do, but it's what the Lord led him to do. And he became a radical image, a kind of incarnation of Christ himself. Each one of us, every single human being, is called to be another Christ. Every person, according to God's will and purpose, is that in Jesus, every human being is called to the waters of baptism, called to become a child of God. The church exists to extend that invitation, that call through the good news about Jesus Christ and his death on the cross and his resurrection and ascension into heaven and the new life he's begun for us as the head of a new creation. Every human being is called to that life, to that destiny in Christ. And that means every one of us is called ultimately to become a follower of Jesus, to hear that call, follow me, to become a disciple. That is to become a learner of Christ, is essentially what that means. And in our entire life here, we become little Christs and we simply imitate Jesus in his thought, in his words, in his deeds, in every way that we can. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us be conformed to Jesus. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us harvest from God's word, from the teaching of the church, what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Of course, for St. Francis, he understood so deeply that God was his Father, that he was a child of God, and he lived this simple life of beautiful surrender to God, even in the face of great opposition. He was so proud to be a follower of Jesus, to be identified with Christ. He was humbled by it, but he rejoiced in it quite often. And he knew that he was called, as I was reading yesterday, to preach the gospel. And I read yesterday from Thomas of Celano, the official Franciscan biographer in the life of Francis, and from St. Bonaventure as well. I won't repeat those. I've read those before on the program as well. But there's other things that they wrote that I wrote about in this little booklet called St. Francis Used Words. You could get it at our website at renewalministries.net. While you're there, I encourage you to take a look at all our programs, our archive there, our My Radio programs, Fire on the Earth, Sister Ann Shields, wonderful programs, Food for the Journey. So are all our television programs, The Choices We Face and Crossing the Goal, are there for you to watch, and lots of good stuff that's really free for the taking there. But here's another description of St. Francis and what he was like. St. Francis, therefore, Christ's valiant knight, went around the cities and fortresses proclaiming the kingdom of God, preaching peace, teaching salvation and repentance for the remission of sins, not with plausible words of human wisdom, but with the learning and power of the Spirit. Celano in Bonaventure mentioned that in a number of places that Francis used words quite a bit. He preached every day, pretty much, and taught. But they were struck by how much his words were anointed by the power of the Spirit. That's the grace of Pentecost so alive in the life of Francis and his baptism really coming alive. And he was given a special grace and anointing, of course, but every single person who's baptized into Christ is baptized into this mission to proclaim Jesus. It's part of what it means to be his follower. Because as followers of Jesus' disciples, we've taken on his priority, and his priority is to seek and save the lost, to reach people who don't know God, the God revealed in Jesus Christ. There's lots of people who live by their own image of who God is. And in our contemporary pluralistic culture and our relativistic culture, the assumption, kind of overriding assumption, is that everybody kind of designs their own life, but also designs their own spiritual journey and their own design of who they think God is. Catholic Church doesn't do that. Christianity is not about that. It's about responding to God's self-revelation. It's standing in the truth about who God is. It doesn't matter who I think God is. Jesus came to reveal who God is and to call us to follow that God, the God who's made himself known to us. Here again, one of his biographers writes this: "The apostolic authority which Francis had been granted enabled him to act in all things with greater confidence without using flattery or seducing blandishments. Incapable of caressing the faults of certain men, he could pierce them. Incapable of showing favor to the lives of sinners, he would smite them with sharp reproof because he had first persuaded himself by practice of that which he endeavored to commend to others by his words." So what they're saying is he never sought to flatter people. When he preached, he wasn't trying to impress them with himself, with his own wisdom, with how eloquent he might have been, or the results of it. Nor was he afraid to speak a hard word to people. The words here of Solano said, he'd smite them with sharp reproof sometimes. People who were bold in their sin and confident in their sin and didn't think they had anything to repent of, Francis could go toe-to-toe with them and he'd be really direct. He said he did that because he was persuaded by his own lifestyle. He radically said yes to Jesus and put away all of that in his own life. And he understood what the battle was about, the battle between the kingdoms that was going on in every human heart. And he went on to say, "And without fear of any reprover, he uttered the truth most confidently, so that even the most learned men, mighty in renown and dignity, wondered at his discourses and were smitten by his presence with wholesome fear." Isn't that interesting? Just his life. Here's this guy, he's a beggar. He's wearing a rag, basically, right? He's begging for food. He has no place to lay his head. He has no worldly power. He has no money. He has no education. He has no worldly possessions. He has no great position in society. He's a beggar. I think it was one of his brothers asked him at one point, "Why you? Why you, Francis? Why does the whole world come to you? The poor, the rich, everybody. Why did God choose you?" And Francis said to him, "He chose me because first Jesus said I was the weakest one he could find. God's power is made perfect in weakness." Francis, like St. Paul, didn't want to boast in anything that was his. He wanted Jesus Christ to be his total boast. Anything that's good in me, it's Christ. Anything that moves people, it's Christ. If anybody's going to follow me, it's Christ. If there's any love, any goodness, any truth, any humility in me, it's Christ. That's who Francis was. And in that response to Christ, it was so total that he ended up bearing witness to Jesus, and he was so conformed to Jesus, he wasn't afraid of men. Here's one of the great challenges for us today, friends, and what we can learn from Francis, who was a learner, was a disciple of Jesus. It's very easy for us to be afraid to be identified publicly with Jesus, because right now the world isn't interested in hearing about it. And powerful people can intimidate us, or intellectual people can intimidate us, or whatever, whoever that might be for you. Solano was saying they were amazed, and then they were strengthened, and they imitated Francis as they followed him, that is, his disciples, that he just wasn't out to be liked by people. That was not his motivation. And his motivation wasn't to hide the truth from people or to hide what Jesus wanted him to proclaim so he could speak about the whole message of the kingdom of God, the really encouraging and warm stuff, as well as the very challenging stuff. He was free to say it because he was not afraid of men, but he lived with the fear of God, the healthy fear of God. And it produced in others a presence of wholesome fear. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. They began to see themselves in the light of God and God's awesomeness and God's eternity and God's glory and the fact of who they are and the fact that there will be a judgment day. And all that stuff started to become alive in them that we often push away. We don't think about when we're preoccupied with ourselves in the pursuit of all our own personal goals and all our own personal desires and trying to satisfy, as John the Apostle would say, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, pleasure, riches, honor. It's easy to get stuck on those things, friends, and have those first in our heart and have God sort of on the periphery of life. And Francis was so living in Christ, he could stir these things in people. Again, Thomas of Celano goes on. He said, Francis sought to scatter the darkness that so seized the whole region in which he lived. For such depth of forgetfulness of God and such slumber of neglect of his commandments had oppressed almost all that they could scarce endure to be roused, even slightly, from their old and inveterate sins. What he's saying is the region, and one of the reasons Jesus raised up St. Francis is in the culture he was living in, which was totally Catholic, basically, at that point, people were compromised and falling away from the commandments and turning away from Christ, turning away from God, being lukewarm, being indifferent. And a kind of darkness set in. People lost sight of who they are. That's the beginning of darkness. We don't see God, and we don't see God because we don't want to see God. And when we don't see God, we can't understand who we are. Jesus Christ reveals to us who we are. We can't understand ourselves fully apart from Jesus. It's impossible. It needs to be fully revealed to us, and it was in him. Our Father, our Creator, sent Jesus to make known to us who we are and how much we matter and what really matters in this world. And then along come the saints, someone like St. Francis, and they reveal that to us again with just an enormous clarity. Who am I and why am I here? Why do I matter and what really matters in this world? They're a living gospel. They incarnate what Christ has done. So Francis was not afraid to speak a difficult word because he wasn't out to win the approval of human beings. He was living for an audience of one. That's what a disciple does. Now, all of us are on that journey. We're on that road. But Jesus wants us to be shot through with a healthy fear of God. That healthy fear will free us from a bondage of needing to be liked by people, needing the approval of everybody, needing to be in the right circles. That fear can grip us, that unhealthy fear can grip us. God wants to give us a healthy fear of him, not the fear of people or the desire to be approved by them. The fear of God will give us the right orientation to God, and what we'll do is to seek the approval of God, which will set us free to love and to be courageous and to live out our calling here and now in this short time we've been given to live as disciples of Jesus. Don't miss this time, friend, and don't miss St. Francis, who wants to pray for you and help you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.